I guess you agreed probably with the decision to not suspend. I guess when you talked to us after the game, you had taken a quick look at it. Did you take any more? And what did you kind of see?
Yeah, I watched it, obviously. No, I think it's important to keep in mind game speed, and you know, there's it happens really quick, and you know, from my viewpoint, I'm skating, and it's unavoidable. You know, it's an unfortunate hockey play. Obviously, the way that that he gets hit, but my intent there is not to get him in the head or anything. So. I heard he's doing well, and that's good, and hopefully we'll see him in the lineup tonight. And you know, just kind of an unfortunate play, and you know, no intent there at all. And I was pretty shocked to see that replay afterwards. Anyway,
Barry said you do have kind of a reputation to overcome. Do you still feel that?
I mean, I think I say it a lot, like everyone's human. The refs are, you know, I play a physical style, and that's going to bring more attention to that type of thing than someone that doesn't finish their checks like I do and play that hard type of hockey. So I've always kind of prided myself on being an honest player. I try and play the game hard, play the game that it was meant to be played the right way. And you know what, I try and keep that element in my game no matter kind of what role I'm playing. And it's... you know, there's going to be those collisions in hockey. It's one of the fastest game in the world, and we're talking tenths of a second, you know, circumstances. So there's always going to be that reputation, I think, just because the way they play the game. It's obviously the refs are going to be more prone to watch me versus maybe Kuzi when he's finishing a check. It's a little bit different, you know. So, you know, I just try and keep playing my game, and it's a bit of an unfortunate one because I think, you know, I've been playing pretty well and the team's been playing really well, and that's a bit of a distraction at this point, but we're just worried about the game tonight.
Have you wondered, Tom, like what it's going to take, I mean, time or you know, what have you, to avoid that reputation, you know, superseding?
Yeah, I think the game as a whole is changing a lot. You know, you see a lot less physical play, and when the playoffs comes around, you see everyone start to finishing their checks a little bit more, and you got to adapt with the time. I mean, I've changed my game a lot over the last couple of years. You know, not to say that I wasn't playing the right way before. It's just there's less hitting. There's less. You know, there's lots of circumstances when you're forechecking. I mean, later in the game, Letang goes back and he reverse hits me and protects himself. And you know, I think as the players, you want to see a lot more of that. You want to see guys kind of getting their shoulders ready and kind of like a Brooks Orpik type deal. So. There's always going to be that that way, but I think the game's changing, and you know, I got to change too, and continue to work with you know, watching clips, and it's a two-way street. I'm gonna change my game if it needs to, and you know, just trying to keep that element of you know, hard play and playing the right way.
Do you expect them to do anything to you tonight, or do you worry about retaliation against you tonight?
Yeah, I've played my whole career with you know, the other team maybe not liking me. But it's the playoffs. I think the media obviously likes to jump on this and make it a thing, but I think both teams are pretty worried about the game. They're worried about the 2 points, and that's what matters. Their guys, from what I hear, is doing well, and that's the most important thing. So, you know, we're going to go to battle tonight, and, you know, we got a short memory in here. We're focused on the game, and we can't let that be a distraction at all.
Come playoffs time, how fun is that line between being physical and not stepping over but still playing your game?
100%. It's huge. I mean, you see penalties. You see special teams have a huge effect on the game, and guys want to wear on the other team throughout the series, but you got to be smart. Power plays can change the series, and, you know, that's a big part of it, and you got to be smart. You got to stop when the whistles. I learned pretty early in the first round that I mean, there's I can't do anything after the whistle, and just got to play hockey between the whistles. So that's still a focus.